Work is good, but work as work is ugly, not good. Work is good if it is also a play. Work is good if it has an intrinsic value, like you paint, because you love to paint, because you enjoy to paint. Of course, if the painting is sold and you receive some money, that is secondary, that is irrelevant, that is not to the point. If you get the money, good. If you don't get the money, you are not missing anything, because you were so delighted while painting. You are almost rewarded. More than your effort, you have been rewarded. If the painting can be sold, that's a plus reward. God is being too much kind to you. But as far as your reward is concerned, you have already got it. When you painted your painting, when you wrote your poetry, when you worked in the garden and perspired in the sun, you have got your reward. Work as play. Work as enjoyment. Work as worship. Then it is beautiful. It has a grace to it. Work as an economic activity is ugly. Then you become a part of the marketplace. Then you are thinking only in terms of what you are going to get out of it. Then you are never here now. Then you are always in the result. And the result is in the future. Never be result-oriented. That is the misery of human mind. Be present-oriented. And you are not going to get your innermost being through work. You are going to get it through being present, through being aware. So use your work also as a situation. But what happens? You listen to me. You go and noting down inside your mind what I'm saying. You don't really listen to me. You go on collecting cues. You don't collect understanding, you collect cues. And that's what creates problems. Let me tell you another anecdote. In the old days, the doctor took his assistant with him to the bedside of his patients. The Irish priest's face was red and his temperature was high. The doctor slapped him on the back, "Get up and eat some corned beef and cabbage," he told him. The next day, the Irishman was back at work. The apprentice made a note: red face, high temperature, corned beef and cabbage. Shortly afterwards, in the absence of the doctor, the young man was himself called to the bedside of a German patient whose face was red and who had a high temperature. The apprentice prescribed corned beef and cabbage. The very next day, they notified the apprentice that the German was dead. He then entered the following in his notebook: corned beef and cabbage, good for Irishmen, kills Germans. This is how you are going with me, collecting cues. Just try to understand what I am saying. Don't collect cues. Rather, watch me, what I am doing here. What is transpiring between me and you here, right in this moment? What energy exchange is happening between you and me, right this moment? Watch it, feel it, and let it be dissolved into your being.